Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, unfortunately, drought continues to take its toll on crops across the West and the High Plains this year. In fact, according to this week's USDA Crop Progress Report, just 16% of the nation's spring wheat crop is in good to excellent condition, or the lowest rating since 1988. Brian Lorentz is Columbia Grain International's P&W Business Execution Manager in Grangeville, Idaho, and says, "The tough thing about being a farmer is Mother Nature is their number one nemesis."
Mother Nature gives and Mother Nature takes, and you never win a battle with Mother Nature. And probably the biggest mistake guys make from time to time, especially when it comes to their emotional well-being, is thinking they can beat Mother Nature. If it's going to rain, it's going to rain. If it's going to be hot and dry, it will be hot and dry. And all you can do is deal with the aftermath of the whole thing. And that's what Columbia Grain's here for, is try to help guys manage their way through that.
Meanwhile, the condition of the U.S. corn crop did something that it hasn't done in quite a while last week. It improved, albeit just slightly, to 65% good to excellent condition. As for the U.S. winter wheat harvest, well, it's at 59% complete as of Sunday. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.